And Mike, looking back over the last few years, give us the key dates at which things have gone, if you like, from bad to worse at the works.
Well, I think things came to a head, really, last year. A number of things happened all at once towards the back end of last year. The contract to build the Strasbourg tram came to an end. At the same time, we were sort of going through this period with the network of trains where there was one order that was hoped there would be more, but no guarantee. A big blow back in December last year when GEC beat ABB to that £400 million Northern Line trains for the London Underground. It became apparent at the same time that British Rail were not minded to buy any more network of trains off ABB. They said, oh, we don't want these trains until 1997. So that was the, if you like, the scenario getting gloomier and gloomier last year. And then things started with a bit of a rush, actually, this year. Remember back in March, we got the news that ABB, the parent company in Sweden and Switzerland, was going to merge with Daimler Benz in Germany. Now, the first initial reaction was that's going to be good news, surely, but I'm afraid that's turned out not to be good news, because a merger like this is going to force the boards of companies to think about economies of scale, and I think that slotted into the jigsaw where York couldn't survive. We then got this to-ing and fro-ing about whether there would be these extra 40 network of trains, the £150 million contract. British Rail didn't want to buy them, to be honest with you. There was a bit of political pressure put on by the government, by John Watts, the Transport Minister. Eventually, British Rail rather reluctantly offered a tender, and then it became quite clear that they didn't want to take delivery of these trains until 1997, which meant that basically ABB were faced with 18 months with no work at all, and the overheads on the factory at £1 million a week just made that totally untenable. Two other final things happened last month. First of all, Kari Wagner, who's the new vice president of this merged Daimler-Benz ABB company, turned down a request to meet a deputation from the City of York. He said there was nothing he could usefully say, so that meant basically that he could offer them no hope. And then something that passed totally unremarked, I think, back end of last month, a couple of weeks ago, ABB decided not to tender for these rolling stock companies. You know, under privatisation, the rolling stock companies are going to be sold off. ABB was definitely thought would be in the market to buy those, so they'd own the rolling stock companies, which means that they could provide trains for them. I was told that they had no intention of doing that, and so, if you like, that really sealed the fate of the factory.
I can remember not so long ago, Mike, they were building rolling stock for the then newly electrified line between Doncaster and Leeds. They built the new electric trains there, and of course parts of the train services in West Yorkshire are being electrified now as we speak. This is a sad demise over a short period of time.
It is, absolutely. I mean, I can tell you there are members of the Conservative Party, backbench members, who are interested in transport issues, and they are pretty well fed up with the government's view on this, that they really do support the need for investment in the railways. I think we can expect, although it'll be too late to be of any comfort to people in York, we can expect the Transport Select Committee of the House of Commons to come out in a few weeks' time with a very damning report about the way government has handled privatisation and the financing of the railways. And if things had been different, if they'd taken a strategic view to say, well, look, in 3 or 4 years' time, we shall need rolling stock because our privatisation plans are going to succeed, they could say. But, of course, as we all know, what will happen now is that if there is any upturn on the British rail industry, those orders will go abroad, or, if you like, to GEC, who basically source all their material from abroad and assemble the trains in this country.
You mentioned the Select Committee's report. Is there any chance of a reprieve for the factory at all?
I honestly don't think there is, no, none whatsoever. Looking at the announcement that ABB made today, it was fairly clear that what they're going to do is fulfil the order that they have now for the remaining network of trains. We were looking for the possibility that they might mothball it until they could start up on a new contract. I think that will not happen. It would be wrong, I think, to hold out any hopes of a reprieve. The statement from ABB seems fairly clear, and in fact the market conditions, which the government says must rule, those conditions seem overwhelmingly that there will be no new train orders. And as a final point, a heavy irony, I suppose, next year looks like being the first year that we've had no mainline locomotives built in this country since Stevenson built the Rocket. So you can tell what a pretty poor state of affairs things have reached.
Well, that's Mike Briscoe, our transport correspondent.